The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Jam your hands together for Jesus. He's worthy to be praised. You may please have your seat. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to appreciate my Father and the Lord, our senior pastor, for this great opportunity that he has given unto me. If you are clapping your hands, please do very well. Hallelujah. The Lord will bless you, sir. The anointing upon your life will keep on increasing in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you for making us to understand the plan of God for our life. Thank you for this great opportunity. God bless you, sir. And also I appreciate Mama for her constant support. May God bless you, Ma, and increase you on every side. And to every one of us, I appreciate you all, to the pastors and the ministers. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Today is day 8 of our program. And by the special grace of God, we'll be dealing on the topic of habits. Godly habits or godly characters for all round success. Godly habits or characters for all round success. Praise the Lord. Please turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 43. The book of Luke, chapter 6. Verse 43. Hallelujah. Your habit is your way of doing things. Your habit is a way to do things, or the way you do things spontaneously without much thought about that thing. The Bible said in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 43, it said, "For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bringeth forth what? Good fruit." You know why? Because the tree is in the habit of producing after its own kind. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor bramble bushes gather what? Grapes. You see, every tree is known for its own fruit, because it is the characteristics of that tree to produce after its own kind, or what you can call the habit of that tree to produce after its own kind. Your habit is your way of behavior that is often practiced. Your habit is a way of behavior that is often practiced. Habit also can be defined as a settled or regular character that is practiced often, most of the time, and it is usually very difficult to give up. You know, when you form a habit of something, it becomes a character. And when it becomes a character, it's often difficult to give up. You can also call a habit as a behavioral pattern acquired by frequent repetition of something, which increases the performance of such things by an individual. Behavioral pattern acquired by frequent repetition of something, which increases the performance, the ability of that individual to do that particular thing without much stress. And how does this have to relate with all-round success? Your habit is your life. You are your habit, and your habit is you. And that is why the Bible says a tree cannot produce what it is not made of. Your habit is what forms your character, and your character is what defines who you are. So how does this relate, or how does it affect our success? How does our habit affect our success? Number one, your habit controls your acts. A-C-T-S. Acts. Ishe. Yoruba will say Ishe. Your acts. A-C-T. A-C-T-S. Your acts. And your acts determine your success. You can call it your action. Your habit controls your actions, and your actions determines your success. Your action will determine your success. In the book of 1 Corinthians, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, the Bible says something. It says, "All things are lawful unto me, but not all things are what? Expedient. All things are lawful unto me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." All things are lawful. That is, some things might look as if they are harmless, But they are not expedient. They are not necessarily what you need to do. And all things are lawful, but I will not be brought under their power. I will not allow anyone to become an habit that can affect me. Praise the Lord. So you see, your habit actually controls your success. Because your habit controls your acts, that is your actions. And the actions that you do will determine how successful you will be in life. Your actions will determine how successful somebody will be or become in life. There are some habits that when you keep doing them, of course, the end result is very clear. The end result is very clear. Also in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 23, repeated the same. He said, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Not all things edify. There are certain things that, what it means is that not all things leads to the good of your life. If you are doing certain things, they may not necessarily lead to the benefit of your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is the meaning of that word edify. They may not necessarily add value to your life. But your actions, what you do, determines how successful you are going to be. If I decide that I'm going to Lagos, and I said I'm going to be traveling at the rate of 80 kilometers per hour, and somebody has decided I'll be traveling at the rate of 120 kilometers per hour, of course, under the same condition, under the same power of our vehicle, definitely we are not going to arrive at Lagos at the same time. Another person decided I want to be traveling at 40 kilometers per hour. Of course, it is not possible for the person traveling at 40 kilometers per hour to arrive in Lagos at the same time as someone traveling at 80 or somebody traveling at 120. It's a choice of action. He has the vehicle that can do 120. He has a vehicle that can even do more. But he has decided, this is what I want to do. And of course, that translates to how many hours he's going to spend on the road, provided we walk under the same condition. Praise the Lord. So your actions, your habit is what determines your action. And your actions affect your success. Number two, your habit determines your choices. And your choices determines your end. Where you are today as a result of choices that were made yesterday. Praise the Lord. The choices made yesterday is what determines where you are today. Many will say, I don't like where I am right now. But they are forgotten that where they are right now is the result of choices made earlier. And your habit guides your choices. Praise the Lord. And your choices determine how successful you are going to be in life. If I choose not to do certain things, then I'm blaming somebody for not helping me to make the right choices. It is up to me. And your habit affects your choices. Somebody that has the habit of being lazy is a choice. And that will affect the end result. Praise the Lord. The Bible said the lazy man said there is a lion in the street. And because of that, he's not going out to do what he needs to do. Poverty will find him and destroy him. Praise the Lord. I want us to understand that our choices in life, the choices we make today, will determine how the future is going to be. And your habit determines, your habit goes a long way to affect your choices. Somebody who has a habit, I was reading an article earlier this morning while I was in the office. A Christian magazine, and I was reading an article, and a woman was talking about her life history, who at the age, early age of her life, while in secondary school, she started drinking alcohol. And she continued in this trend, and by age 16, she got pregnant. And by 17, she gave birth to a son. And the boyfriend or the husband, not the husband anyway, because they were not married, just the boyfriend, was also alcoholic, was into petty crimes, and it was also violent. And that affected the woman for many years. Though not in Nigeria, abroad. But because she found grace, she found herself in a home where they take care of people that have a kind of problem. And in the course of that, because it's a Christian mission-run home, they used to preach to them, and she gave her life to Christ. She started studying the Bible. And she said something. She said, a habit of past years actually affected her future. Was a choice. Praise the Lord. And earlier in the beginning of our story, she said, my mother taught me how to pray and how to read the Bible. But I dropped it. I dropped it because I have the habit of drinking alcohol. Praise the Lord. And that affected our life. Brethren, the choices you make today will definitely affect the future. Hallelujah. Number three, your habit affects your thinking. And your thinking pattern affects your success. Your habit affects your thinking. And your thinking pattern will definitely affect how successful you will be in life. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. You cannot succeed your thoughts. You cannot out-succeed your thought pattern. You cannot. And if you indulge in bad habits, you will grow in bad thoughts. It's very simple. If we indulge in bad habits, somebody that is indulging in taking marijuana, of course, the thought of committing crime will not be far from that person. Somebody that is involved in a bad habit of anger, the thought of striking somebody or doing something silly will not be far from such a person. So you see, your habits affect your thinking. The way you behave definitely has an impact on the way you think. And the two are linked together. And number four, quickly, people judge you by your habit or your character. You will easily be assessed by your habit or your character. No man is an island to himself or herself. You will definitely need somebody, somewhere, somehow. And it is more difficult to help somebody with a bad habit than to help somebody with a good habit. If I know this person has a bad habit and I have help to render, of course, and I have another person that I know that has a good habit, it's very obvious who I'm going to choose. And perhaps choosing that person is what will lead to the success of that person. But because of his habit, don't even try it. In fact, if you choose this person, you have found yourself in trouble. I know somebody that we used to joke about him, that if he tells you that it is raining, you actually have to go outside and stay outside and spread yourself and ensure you are wet before you believe that it is actually raining. Because he can lie and a dead man will jump out of the grave and say, you know. It's an habit. And that was the point that it was to be helped. But because of this habit, he lost the help. You see, your habit determines how people will assess you. If somebody knows somebody who is an alcoholic, who drinks alcohol, who drinks beer, and he believes that beer is not a bad thing, it's just only 3 bottles, 4 bottles, 6 bottles, topped with some gin and whiskey, blended together, and rum and vodka and all sorts of things like that, packaged together, and you say, oh, it's not, you are wondering how did I know, I'm a chemist, that's how I know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, and that person is asking for a job in a place where you need a sober mind. Of course, it's not possible. Because you will be assessed by your habit. So your habit goes a long way to affect the kind of assistance and opportunities that can be opened unto you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number five. Number five, your habit determines how far you go with God. Your habit will determine how far you go with God. If you want to go with God far, there are some habits that you must drop and there are some habits that you must have. The Bible recorded it, that while it is yet early, our Lord Jesus Christ will go into a solitary places to go and pray as his habit. The Bible also recorded it in the book of Daniel chapter 6. Time would not permit us to read the entire story. When the decree was made, Papa was telling us about it some days ago. As it was the habit of Daniel. It was his habit to pray to God. He has a habit of praying to God. So it did not affect him. When it was the set time, Daniel still went and prayed as usual. It shows that to go with God, you must have certain habits. And there are some habits that must be dropped from your life if you want to move far with God. This man, let's turn our Bible to Daniel chapter 6. There's something I want to bring out there. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 6, I'm going to read from verse, praise the Lord. Verse 3. It says, let's start from verse 1. It pleases Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first. Now, the man has 120 states. Praise the Lord. Or provinces. Provinces are more than states. Praise the Lord. They are like regions. Now, under that, you have states. Now, this man has 120. Now, he decided to set over these people presidents. That is, divide this 120. It means that there are actually three countries that were in that kingdom. And this man has presidents over each of these. Now, Daniel happens to be number one among them. Note verse 2. He says, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was what? First. It was the Oga Patapata. Even among the president, it was number one. Yet, this man, Daniel, still has time to do what? To pray. In verse 10. And now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his window being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knee three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. That is, as his usual practice. It was an habit. And that was why, of course, we all knew the story of Daniel. The man excelled, transcending kings upon kings, kingdoms upon kingdoms. This man was an excellent man, an epitome of all-round success. So to move with God, you must have certain habits. Your habit determines how far you will go with God. No man with an ungodly habit can walk with God. To enjoy the best of God, who gives all-round success, you must have godly habits, and godly habits must be found in you. In other words, your habit determines how far you go with God. If you have a bad habit, of course, you can't go anywhere with God. If you have a godly habit, then you can go far with God. Quickly, we look at some habits that hinders all-round success. Some habits that hinders all-round what? All-round success. Number one among them is what? Disobedience. Say disobedience. Say disobedience. Disobedience is like the sin of witchcraft. Disobedience. You see, when you have the habit of disobedience, I want you to know that you cannot enjoy all-round success. Disobedience can be very small. Something very, very small. Something very, 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 very small. The Bible said in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, it says, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Can you see that? Stubbornness. Sometimes disobedience is a form of stubbornness. Do this, I will not do it. Just stubborn, just being stubborn. It says it's as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He has also rejected thee from being what? From being king. You see, rejecting the word of God is disobedience. God has spoken through his servant. Do this. Say, I will not do it. It's disobedience. Stubbornness is, I will do it, but at my own way, my own pattern, the way I want it. In fact, you are encroaching on my right by asking me to do it. That's stubbornness. Say, it's iniquity. It's the Bible. Is there? You see, and this kind of habit hinders success. And that was why King Saul was never successful. He didn't end as a success. He started as a success, but he never ended as a success. We all knew the story. He didn't end it well. The opposite is King David. Not that King David did not sin. He even did more. He committed some sins that Saul did not commit. But because this man is obedient, he knows how to go to God and say, God, have mercy. He knows how to walk with God. God said, David is my friend, is the one I love. Brethren, disobedience is an habit. Some people are in the habit of, there is nothing you tell them, they will not do it. They are just stubborn. I will do it my own way. It's an habit. Come to church, I will not. Do this, I will not. and that can affect somebody's success. May that not affect your success in the name of Jesus. Number two, procrastination. Procrastination is doing what you can do now, doing it later. I used to suffer from this when I was a student. I used to suffer a lot from this. I'll procrastinate what I can do. Then I met a man of God who taught me on this. And after that, I also read some books. I told myself I would not procrastinate again. You know what I did? I wrote on all my notebook, do it now. Beside my bed, I put it there, do it now. Inside my Bible, do it now. Everything around me, I wrote it, do it now. When I married my wife still saw some of those things around me, do it now. The reason is to kill the habit of procrastination. Procrastinating can make you to lose great opportunities that God has presented unto you for you to access success. Number three is anger. Anger. Some people can get angry and may you not inherit a bad habit. I've heard somebody said it before. That's a bad habit. Actually, there are some habits that are hereditary. We are going to pray against it later. Praise the Lord. Anger. Some people can get angry and they will start smashing everything around them. Some people can get angry and you wonder what kind of spirit it is. Praise the Lord. And you know, when you have this habit, it drives away blessing. Anger prevents blessing. Anger prevents blessing. For those that are married, please just take a deep thought. You will discover that whenever you are angry with your spouse, things don't work well. I mean, unnecessary anger. You can't even pray. You can't even flow. And some habit as habit, they do it day in, day out. They are the lion and the bear of their house. People cannot stay around them. Anger, any little thing, spark. Some people are like volcano, erupting at every irritation. And I tell you, people must irritate you. If people don't irritate you, then I don't know. People must irritate you. Either you are doing well or you are doing bad. In fact, more often when you are doing well, praise the Lord. But you must learn to control your anger and not allow your anger to control you. Because in the process of anger, you can do things that can hinder your all-round success. Praise the Lord. Number four is late coming. Late coming. This is one thing that has affected a lot of people in Africa, especially in Nigeria. We are prone to coming late. See, late coming, we look at it as trivial. That is very, we don't count it. Why? Because we believe that it's a normal way. When they say come 3 o'clock, after all, imagine they've been 3:30, I'm not late, they won't even have started. And that has affected a lot of people from assessing their success. If you are called for an interview and you decide to come 5 minutes late, of course, you can be rest assured that the rest is history. Praise the Lord. Late coming, not to talk about the things of God. Several times, many people believe that praise worship is not part of the service. It is the word and the prayer that is part of the service. I want to tell you that is the best part of the service. Hallelujah. Because you are coming to worship God. I'm going to the worship service. So what do you do at worship? You lift up your hands and worship God. And you see some people coming, Papa, I've said it repeatedly, coming when the sermon is going, and they walk with a kind of attitude that when you see, you get irritated with. Lateness affects, and it's an habit. People are forming into a habit. Number five, which I've talked about earlier, is lying. Lying. Some people can lie, and when they start, and you know, one thing is, when you speak one lie, you use at least minimum of 9 more to cover one. That makes it 10. Why did you close the Bible? I closed the Bible because I wanted to see if the back is black. But the back is black now, you can see it. I wanted to see if I close it, it will turn to blue. One lie must always be used to cover another lie. And in the process, if you keep lying, it becomes an habit. This one, please, let's take it serious. When you lie today, your conscience is wounded. The next tomorrow you lie again, you get away with it. It's wounded the more. Then it starts going down. You get to a point that you lie at impulse. It has become an habit. Why did you do this? Straight. Meanwhile, telling the truth does not change anything. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want us to understand this, that when you are known to have this habit, good things run away from you. Lying. Number 6 is unfaithfulness. I'm trying to rush because I still have so many. Unfaithfulness. Unfaithfulness is doing things in a way that is not acceptable. Somebody have sent you to go and buy something. Then you decide that it may not good or jembe. I must add my own court. Then you add your own court and you pad it. When you are not a legislator that is padding, then you pad it up and down. Then when you come back, that will eventually make you to lie. And that will make you to disobey. In fact, from the first part, you have even disobeyed. Because they said, buy this at 100 naira. You said, and you got it at 70 naira. Then you said, I will add extra 20 naira. I will still say, I buy it 90 naira. Then they will still praise me. Because I've actually saved what? 10 naira. You have done more damage than good to yourself. I always ask myself, what money can I add to whatever I've asked to buy that will do me? It can't do me. Praise the Lord. Aside that, how will I do this great evil and sin against God, just like Joseph have said? Unfaithfulness. Joseph was found to be faithful. He said something. He said, Potiphar has not, he handed over everything unto me except you, his wife. So in other words, how will I do this great wickedness and sin against God? He's not even talking about sinning against the man, but against God. Why? Because this man has given me everything that I wanted, though I'm a slave, but I have everything. Why should I do this? And it's out of the fear of God that makes people do this. And when you form into an habit, it becomes something that drives away success. If somebody decides to part something or to be unfaithful, you have reaped the reward of unfaithfulness. The reward of faithfulness can never come near you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 4:2, it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. It is a requirement. I pray that God will give us this grace in the name of Jesus. Number 7 is laziness. Some people have the habit of laziness. The habit of laziness. Brethren, let me tell you this. If you are lazy, you are not only digging the building the house of poverty, you are also affecting your health. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 13 says, "Not love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thy eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied what? With bread." Love not sleep. Love not sleep. That is, don't be lazy. Don't be idle. Don't be idle. Don't be idle. And don't allow poverty to come near you. But I tell you, it is not only poverty. It is not only poverty. I tell you, when you are lazy, when you are indulgent, you don't work. You are just lackadaisical and you know, I don't know the English to use. Just don't want to do anything. You weaken your bones and your muscles. And over time, you tend to begin to see yourself getting older than your age. The book of Proverbs, chapter 6, from verse 9, says something. "How long will thou sleep, O sluggard? When will thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, and a little slumber, and a little folding of the hands, even if you are not asleep, to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man." Praise the Lord. So, we see the result. If you have the habit of laziness, get up. Be hardworking. Hard work don't kill. It doesn't kill. It tunes you up. Makes you to become a successful person. Number 8 is worldly pleasure. Loving the world. Some people love party. They have the habit of party. Every day they must go to party. Party today, party tomorrow, party. I'm not against party. But when it becomes something that is out of it, because somebody is doing party, then you have to spend all your money to buy Ashwebi. My friend is doing, I buy. Another one is doing, I buy. My uncle is turning the back of his late grandfather, I buy. My cousin aunt is doing this and that, taking shiftancy title after 12 shiftancy title, I buy. You discover at the end of the day, you have wasted a lot of resources that could have been invested and that could have helped you to move into success. I always ask myself, doing all these things, what value does it add to me? How has it better my life? 2014, January or December, I can't remember, I think it was December 2014, I told my wife, I said, from now henceforth, no Ashwebi for us in this house. She looked at me and said, yes sir. Anybody doing anything, if we don't want to buy, we are not buying. She said, yes sir. And she asked me why, and I said, of what benefit? There are some of these dresses that somebody like me will not even wear more than once. Once. There was one I bought like that I was forced to buy. After buying it, I've wore it only about 3 times now. Is there? Of no use. If I've converted the money to something better, love of pleasure. Some people can party all night. They have the habit, a student going to party all night, and you know that you need to study, and that person is not studying. How will you have success? It doesn't work. Worldly pleasure. And last but not the least is prayerlessness. Prayerlessness is an habit, especially for Christians. If you're a Christian here, you don't know how to pray, please, I plead with you. Come to prayer banquet every day. Every day. You will learn how to pray. I've once shared from this pulpit how a cousin of mine taught me how to pray. This guy will pray, and when he finished praying, you will use broom to sweep the water from where he has prayed. Early in the morning, even in Harmattan like this. We pray so much that the person we're saying said that our prayers disturb him. We go inside his car. Then we'll lock ourselves inside his car and we'll begin to pray. Then I thought this guy was punishing me. I never knew he was helping me. Prayerlessness is an habit. And a lot of people have this habit. The Bible says, pray always. Pray without ceasing. If you want to succeed in life, you must know how to pray. Prayer is not only asking. Prayer is a means of communion, that is sharing with God, listening and asking and relating with God. And I tell you, as you do this, you will see good success coming your way in the name of Jesus. So among several other habits, these are just the few habits that I've listed. There are several other habits that you need and that we need to look at that can affect all around success. What of the habit of not wanting to listen or study the word of God? It's also an habit. There are several other habits. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Quickly, how do I develop or grow godly habits? If I remove the bad habit, then I must fill it with good habits. How do I do that? Galatians 6:9 says something. It says, so we must not be weary in doing what? In doing good. We must not be weary in doing good. God wants us to grow in our walk with Him. So that His plan for us, His plan of giving us all our resources this year, can be fully accomplished. And there are 3 things that we must tackle if we want to grow in godly habits. Number one thing that we must tackle is love of the world. Because these are the things that actually form our habits. Number one is love of the world. Number two is love of the flesh. And number three, the influences of the devil. These 3 things are what constitute the power that brings about habit. The love of the world, the love of the flesh, and the influence of the devil. These 3 things are what brings about every habit that you can think of. Find their root in this. Every bad habit, though, find their root in these 3 things. And how do you deal with these three things? It's very easy. The Bible says something in the book of Romans chapter 6 verse 6. It says, our old man is crucified with him. If you are a Christian, if you are born again, the old man has been crucified with him, and the body of sin has been destroyed. Hence, we should not have what? The sin should not have what? Power We should not be subject to sin. Hence, we should serve sin no more. In other words, the lust of the flesh and the love of the world have no dominion over you if you are a child of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we must understand this, that we have been redeemed from the lust of the flesh. We have been redeemed from the power of the world. And in the book of 2 John chapter 2 from verse 15 to 16. The book of 1 John, I wanted to say. Chapter 2, verse 15 to 16. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. So if you are of the Father, you have power not to love the world. Because everything that we talked about that constitutes what brings about habit is found in these three things. And also in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2. The book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2. It talks about something that we should do what? We should present ourselves, our body, as a what? As a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. He said, and verse 1, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2, and be not conformed to this world. Say, be not conformed. Be not conformed. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788-78 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.